From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This Saturday afternoon, history will be made in Alaska with the country's first high school football playoff game north of the Arctic Circle. The Barrow Whalers host the top-of-the-world game against the Houston Hawks. That's Houston, Alaska, just north of Anchorage. Here's Saturday's forecast for the northernmost community in the U.S. High around 25, winds up to 20 miles per hour, and scattered snow. David Gerke is the father of the Barrow Whalers' star quarterback. I asked him to describe the field.
Well, it's dark royal blue and a brilliant yellow-gold color. Kind of surrealistic, like something out of a cartoon right in the middle of the Arctic. We have a lake right on one side, right next to the edge of the field, and then the ocean is across the road and at the most 300 feet away. A lot of blue. Blue on both sides and blue on the field.
I bet the wind must come in really strong off the ocean, too.
Yeah, it sure does. We have strong winds coming from these oceans.
Is there snow on the ground right now?
Yes, there is. We got a pretty good blanket last night, a couple inches. It's all white right now.
I've seen a photograph of a polar bear that's sniffing around the fence around the field not too long ago.
There was also one there a couple days ago again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Think they might be coming to check out the game on Saturday, or did they want to stay pretty far away from all those people?
Yeah, usually they stay away from activity, but you just never know. The other day, my coworkers, they almost ran a polar bear over, jumped out of the ocean and went over this mound, and they were driving down the road, and all of a sudden there's this polar bear right in front of him. He had to slam the brakes on or he would have hit it.
No kidding.
Yeah. That same bear went out to the field later on in the day.
So do they have somebody on bear patrol trying to keep him away?
Well, usually when you see a bear, you call 911 and let them know so that they can get out there and kind of keep an eye on it.
Yeah. What about on game day? What are they going to do?
I'm sure there'll be somebody there keeping an eye out.
How many people do you figure will be turning out on Saturday to watch the game?
Well, it's hard to say. Whaling season starts that day, so a lot of people are going to be out trying to catch a whale. But I would say we're going to have at least 500, maybe 1,000.
Well, it's a big day in Barrow all around, I can tell.
Yeah, and actually where they butcher the whales up is right next to the field on the old Air Force runway. So it's possible there could be whales getting butchered up as the boys are playing a game.
That's David Gerke, father of the Barrow Whalers' 17-year-old quarterback, Albert Gerke. I spoke with Albert, too. He was just waking up for school, and he told me about the team tradition after a victory.
We usually jump into the ocean.
The Arctic Ocean.
Yeah, but our coaches, they don't want us to get sick or hypothermia.
So this Saturday, the Barrow Whalers may just pass on that polar bear swim. By the way, football is new to Barrow. They've only had a varsity team for 2 years, and they've already made it to the Alaska Small Schools playoffs.